The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. So, in the reading this morning, especially the reading we've just been listening to from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus, his main purpose in coming was not to establish a new religion, but to give us a more better or way better interpretation of how we are to love God and what is the most important thing in our lives. And in the time before Jesus came among the Jews, they had a law and a rule for everything under the sun. And so you couldn't do anything without breaking or infringing some law. And Jesus said, whilst we need to have law, the law is not the important thing. It's the interpretation and the application of the law that is important. And also, he said, it must always be interpreted and applied with love. And so the fundamental thing is love. And so a wonderful example of that is, you know, the story of the Good Samaritan. And the people who passed by, strictly speaking, they were observing the law, the priest and the Levite. Because had they gone near that poor man lying on the road, they would have broken a law, they would have become ritually unclean. But then the Samaritan came along, and he was moved by love and by pity. And that's a wonderful example of what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. It's love that really counts. It's something very often that I, as a priest, find myself doing, discerning at the person in front of me, what is best for this person? Am I going to apply rules, black and white, or is there any way I can help this person? It often arises where, I don't know, somebody's marriage has dissolved or broken up, or somebody's in a quandary. You've always got to treat that person with love. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. It's very easy, and it's an easy way out to say, oh, well, the law says. Yeah, but what would Jesus say? Again, go back to the example of the woman taken in adultery. The Jews shouted, she should be stoned. But that's not what Jesus did. He treated her with love. And so that's the real meaning of what we who are listening to you this morning.